This is Brother Matter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray all is well with you. And you know, as I was winding the broadcast up, last go round, I was talking to you about changing and letting the Spirit of God change you. And you know, when it comes down to lifestyle changes and really putting in action, changes in our life and the way we think, the way we discipline our mind, the things that we do that is really going to let the Spirit of God flow in us and have free course. This is what I tell people. I said, this is where the rubber meets the road. And you show whether you really want a relationship with God or not by the way you let the Spirit of God change you. You know, December the 6th, the Lord spoke to me about my disciplines. And now He's spoken to me again. So that's twice. You know, December, January, February, so that's twice in about 3 months the Lord has spoken to me about things that I need to change in my relationship and my prayer and my study and how to become more fluent and more fervent and more consistent and that I'm doing to become stronger and receive more wisdom and understanding in the things and the workings of the Spirit of God. You know, it doesn't hurt my feelings because the Lord said in His Word, if He loves you, He's going to chasten you. And the word chasten can mean correction. It can mean giving you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It can be a lot harder than just a correction or just instruction. And so much of that depends on how we receive what God is telling us. You know, some people in their pride, they don't want any type of correction or leadership or wisdom given to them of how to do things better. But I want the Lord to lead me by His Spirit into that place that I can be totally yielded to what He wants to do in me and through me. So no, I'm not upset. My feelings aren't hurt because when the Lord talks to me and He tells me and I go back and examine what He's telling me, I find that He's right. So I want to go now, if I can get there. Been wanting to do it for the last 3 or 4 sessions. I want to go into the book of Ephesians. I'm doing a Bible study for 21 days with several of the brethren online, and 2 or 3 of them, they give you a place to comment every day about what the studies meant to you and how you see it and how you need to change and what you need, and it's very helpful. So I'm enjoying this. We've got about 6 or 7 in the group, I think, and 2 or 3 are participating. I wish everybody would participate and get involved in this Bible study and comment on it. For one thing, it gives you a dedication every morning. It gives you a time to seek the Lord. It gives you, we listen to a chapter every morning in one of the epistles, and then you comment and it translates it in an email between us as what your comments are. If you want to comment, you don't have to comment, but putting your thoughts down helps, and I've found it helps others. But anyway, looking at the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and this is where I want to go, and this is what Paul is writing here. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. In other words, Paul is saying here, you've got a vocation. You've got a calling. There's something God is calling you into. It could be one of the 5 offices. It could be anything for the work of the ministry. It could be helps. It could be governments. It could be diversities of tongues. You know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse, for God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after this miracles and gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. So there's 5 offices. Some people say there's 4. I, I call it the fivefold ministry. It's what I grew up under. Some people say the office of a teacher and a pastor is one and the same. I know the ministries are a lot alike, but I believe there's a difference in the responsibilities of a pastor and a teacher. So, Paul later on in this chapter talks about these five offices and about the leadership, but here he is admonishing the people. He said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. Paul was a prisoner of the Lord, both naturally and spiritually, and naturally being in chains and under house arrest in Rome for 2 years. This may be where Paul wrote the epistle to the Ephesians, because he wrote about three-fourths of the New Testament from prison. So anyway, I'm not sure when this was written. I've never really researched it. But anyway, Paul was still a prisoner. But if he wasn't a prisoner naturally, he was a prisoner spiritually, because he let the Spirit of God take over his life. But he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy, that you walk upright, that you walk with honesty and dignity and integrity, that you walk worthy of the vocation or the calling or the office wherewith you are called. And then he went on and said, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That word endeavoring means you got to strive. Children of God, it's time to strive to find our place in God. It's time to strive to find your calling. And if you find your calling, and it's written in the Word for you to make your calling and election sure. It hadn't been about a year ago I taught on this. So let's get down to business with God. Quit being inconsistent, quit being slack, quit doing just enough to get by, and nail down what you're called to do. Get it nailed down, get it determined, get it purposed in your heart that you're going to find out what the Lord has called you to do, and that you can learn to focus on your calling. And I will finish this hopefully in the next couple of services.